once I had a secret love.
I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Peek.
Don't touch that dial. It's time for Nostalgia Radio Time with Greg Van Peek.
Hi, everyone. This is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Peek.
Go, Joe, go!
A mix of some of the finest music from legendary performers and personalities of the greatest generation, along with complete vintage broadcasts from the golden age of radio, mix it together, and that's Nostalgia Radio Time. Hey everyone, I'm so glad to have you aboard for a very special edition of NRT. Those of you who are fans of the NBC TV reality series The Voice will remember a contestant just last November and December named Wendy Moten, very talented vocalist, who was the runner-up this season on the program, came in number two, but certainly very well deserving of the title of The Voice. Well, back in 2015, we had Wendy on the program, and we're going to listen to that interview again today. At that time, she had released an album of pop standards, Great American Songbook songs, which certainly fits our format here. And at the time, she had also been touring around as a backup singer for country music performer Martina McBride. So let's go back to November 7th, 2015, and talk with Wendy Moten.
Hello there. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing very well, and I have to tell you, it's an absolute thrill to have you on the program.
Well, first, I'd just like to say I'm thankful to be on your show today. And, you really pump me up. You really make me sing amazing. I appreciate that.
I've done a lot.
You have. I appreciate it.
Well, the music of Richard Whiting is indeed timeless, yet sadly he seems overlooked with artists who record the music of the Great American Songbook in favor of the likes of the Gershwins, Cole Porter, Irving Berlin. Did you initially set out to do an album of Richard Whiting's work, or, in looking for songs for an album of standards, discovered this incredible body of work he wrote and decided it was time to give him the proper credit he deserves?
It was a total fluke. Jazz guru producer Paul Brown out in L.A., who's produced Al Jarreau and Bonnie James and every great jazz artist, R&B artist. He used to engineer with Luther Vandross, and he used to put me on a bunch of different projects as a guest vocalist on different Icon albums. And we were having dinner maybe a year before this project, and I was telling him, I found Julie London for the first time. Like, I always knew about Nat King Cole, Doris Day, people like that. Never heard of Julie London. And I said, if I ever did a jazz record, I want to sing like Julie London. And, of course, he was like, you're an R&B artist. What are you talking about? Shut up. But because I planted that seed, a year later, the Richard Whiting family reached out to Paul Brown to work on a project to put the Richard Whiting name back out there and remind people who he is. And at first I was just going to be a guest vocalist. And then they decided, hey, we'll just make it Wendy's project. And then I just fell in love with all of his music. And then I realized I knew most of it. Like you said, just didn't know his name. So, it was just one of those fluke kind of accidents. And it made me realize how much I really love the standards, because there's so many different styles of jazz. And I realized where I fit in. At first, I was like, oh, I'm gonna be Ella. And then I realized I can't scat. And then I realized that, I really love the stylings of Nat King Cole, Doris Day, Julie London, Ella, or the early Ella. And, all these great people that were able to make songs their own melodically.
Well, you certainly did a thorough job of searching the Richard Whiting catalog and creating a well-rounded album of overlooked gems in addition to the more familiar hits. Now, being an ardent fan of Bing Crosby's work, one song on the track list of your album immediately jumped out at me. A somewhat obscure song Bing recorded in 1936 and introduced in the film Rhythm on the Range, titled I Can't Escape From You. How did you discover this tune?
Well, we went through the whole idea. Mark Nordman, who runs Woodward Avenue Records, his whole idea was to try to bring out some of the you know, remind people of some of their earlier songs. And, you know, everybody, all the great icons did the most popular ones. So we tried our best to find some that people might have forgotten or never heard of before. And I thought that was an awesome one. I found a couple of artists who had covered it, but not many. And I was just drawn to that one. So we all decided, we had like, I don't know, I would say 300 songs to choose from. And then that was a team. It was the Richard Whiting Foundation. It was Mark Nordman. It was Paul Brown, the producer, and myself. And we all just started to narrow it down, you know, weekly, just narrowing it down to 10.
And here is one of those 10 songs that made it on Timeless. Wendy Moulton sings Richard Whiting. It's I Can't Escape From You on Nostalgia Radio Time.
The type that I seem to be, happy-go-lucky and gay. I'm not content, but I dream to be happy and lucky.
Track on the album My Ideal features some great sax playing by the legendary Dave Koz. Now all the musicians backing you on the album are outstanding, but I'm sure you had to be especially thrilled to have this great artist join you in the studio.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing about Dave Koz and I is, I would say 15 years ago, I recorded a duet with Michael McDonald called No Love to Be Found, and it was a big video show too. Yamaha was involved, and they made a video of the show. And Dave Koz was in like the band, because Patti LaBelle was there, and Ray Charles, and all the like best recording musicians were there. And And they have Thursday's calls. Now, mind you, I didn't notice until like 15 years later. And, but you know, he's an icon on his own, and he and Paul Brown had just finished making a record that was up for a Grammy, and Paul thought it would be a great idea to have him guest, and he just said yes, and it really added even some more credibility to me being a standard singer by having Dave Koz as a guest on this project, my first one.
Once again, here's Wendy Moulton singing the music of Richard Whiting, accompanied by Dave Koz on the saxophone with My Ideal.
Will I ever find the boy in my mind, the one who is mine? Maybe he's a dream, and yet he might be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize the light in his eyes that no other reveal, or will I pass him by and never even know that he was my ideal?
Reading your bio, I'm in awe of the musical giants you've been able to work with, spanning the entire spectrum of music, from Michael Bolton to Kenny Rogers, and from our own Milwaukee native Al Jarreau to Alice Cooper. It's the mark of a truly talented artist when someone such as yourself can be equally adept and comfortable performing in all these different styles and genres of music.
Well, I appreciate that. I love music, and, you know, I grew up in an era where, you know, there was 10 channels on the TV. Before there's like thousands now. And so I joke all the time that my Saturdays were hee-haw, Soul Train, and then Lawrence Welk. So that covers it all.
I guess it does.
You know, and then Midnight Special late at night, you know, and so you got everything. You got all that music in you. If you were listening, and I just thought that melodies were so beautiful and different. And I don't know. I think, you know, as a young child, you're sitting there, you're listening, and if it's your calling, it'll just stick with you.
Absolutely. And just to digress for a moment from your album, this is exactly what you've been doing for the past year and a half or so on the Everlasting Tour with Martina McBride. The songs on her set list span pop, soul, R&B, blues, and the harmonies you create with Chandra Bennett and Shelley Fairchild doing the background vocals are just breathtaking. You guys should do a vocal trio album of your own.
Well, you know, that's something that could be in the stars for the future. You know, Shelley's actually working on a new project. I'm working on a new project. And Chandra, she works with different artists. She doesn't care to sing leads. She's just like, you know what? It's just too much. I don't want to do it. I like singing in the background. And she's fine with that. I recorded this Everlasting record for Martina. And on that record was Vicki Hampton, and who's out with Garth Brooks right now, and Drea Renee, who's been singing with Michael McDonald for like 12 or 13 years. And they recorded the record with me, but my girl Chandra and Shelley are touring with me. So after I did the record, you know, Martina asked me if I would like to go on the road with her. Of course, I said yes, because I felt like she was making musical history and she was doing something that she loved, and it was beautiful music. I was glad to get the call, to be honest. And she's an amazing singer and a great musician.
Well, on a personal note, I saw the show last December in Milwaukee, and having seen Martina McBride in concert about 7 or 8 times over the past decade, this tour has quickly become my favorite. I mean, the whole production is just outstanding. And man, that horn section is just out of this world.
Oh, we love it. We love it. And she's been, you know, this was something that she did on her own. She paid for the project. She paid for this tour. And it was only supposed to be about 3 or 4 months tour, a 3 or 4 month tour. And it extended itself all the way until we still got dates coming up in November. And this started in April 2014. Wow. And it's been really great. And, you know, it's just different for her. And I'm just, you know, glad to be a part of something that hasn't been done before for her, she's been very gracious.
I was just going to say, she has to be a very nice person to work with. I met her about 10 years ago now, and she was just an absolute delight to speak with, just a genuinely nice person.
She really is, and she works hard, and I remind her that it's hard to stay on top in this game 20 years, 18 million records sold, Grammys and Country Music Awards. It's hard to stay in the game at this climate. And I said, you're doing it, and you're on the short list. And she works hard. She makes sure that she gives her all. I mean, it's hard sometimes, but you got to get out there and sing these songs and sing it. But she looks at the people's faces, and hey, it's easy at that point.
Right. Well, I'd like to feature a cut from the Everlasting album, because you also did those background vocals in the studio with Martina. Now, I have many favorites on the album, but is there one that you especially enjoy performing on the tour with Martina?
You know, I really enjoyed singing Do Right Woman with her, because I felt like she really made it her own. It's hard to sing Aretha songs when you're another artist. You know what I mean? It's like, really? You're going to sing Aretha? But I felt like she really made this one her own, and I didn't feel like she was making a cover. And I love it.
Right. So here then, from the Martina McBride album Everlasting, is Do Right Woman, featuring Wendy Moten on background vocals.
Take her to heart, she'll always love you. And nobody can make her do wrong. Take her for granted. Strong. just a plaything. She's flesh and blood, just like a man. If you want to do right, home days, woman, you gotta be a do right, home nice man. Yeah, they say.
Featured guest on this week's edition of Nostalgia Radio Time, Wendy Moulton, joining Martina McBride for Do Right Woman, Do Right Man. Getting back to your album, Wendy, I like how you put the date of publication next to the song titles in the liner notes. Now, some of these songs go back over 85 years, yet they are, as the title indicates, timeless today. The song Guilty is a good example. It had sort of a double life. It was a hit for Ruth Etting when it was first published in 1931, but was revived to even greater success in 1947 by Richard Whiting's daughter, Margaret Whiting. Both versions, spanning 16 years apart, reached number 4 on the Billboard charts.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And everybody else covered it. Billie Holiday got a version of Guilty. I mean, it's just was done over and over and over. And, it's, you know, it's a testament that it's being a great song and people relate to it. And Margaret Whiting, she totally made it a hit again. And, you know, I feel like she was an amazing artist. After I started working on the project, I started doing research on Richard and Margaret. You know, I didn't realize she had television shows, you know, specials. And she was a real artist.
What can I do?
Wendy Moulton sings the music of Richard Whiting, made popular by Richard's daughter Margaret Whiting, that was Guilty. For the benefit of our listeners who might like to purchase a copy of your album and learn more about you and your amazing career, where's the best place to do both online?
The best place, you can go to my website, which is www.wendymoulton, that's WendyMoulton.com. Or you can go to WoodwardAvenueRecords.com. And I think it may be physical copies and downloads available at Amazon.com. And it's called Wendy Moulton Sings Richard Whiting.
You have got it all covered. So you're wrapping up the Everlasting Tour, perhaps already have just about wrapped it up. What's next for Wendy Moulton?
Well, I want to work on two projects, because you can these days. When you don't have major record companies, you can record whatever you want. And I want to do another standard project and, you know, just stay true to that sound. And also, you know, from Memphis, Tennessee, so I have this soul project that I'm working on. And, you know, I just want to make music. I don't want to be limited to one thing or the other. You know, if I had a choice, I would say, please let me be a Linda Ronstadt-type artist. She did everything. She did some country. She did R&B. She did pop. She did theater. You know, she just did great music, created great projects. And that's the kind of artist that's what I'm working towards. I don't want to be limited to. I just want to create really artistic projects and perform them live. And, you know, I just got to get to my music. I've been working with so many other different artists because I learned something from every artist. You know, I was touring with Julio Iglesias for 15 years all over the world, and I sang duets. And he taught me the most things. He taught me the best things about singing, melody, and passion. And, you know, those are the things that people keep coming back to when they come to your show over and over and over. They know the songs already, so that's not why they come. They come because they look for that connection, that passion within the artist, and they take that with them. They take it with them.
Absolutely.
We have time for one more song from your album, and I'd like to feature When Did You Leave Heaven, which was popularized by Tony Martin in the 1936 film Sing Baby Sing, where it was nominated for an Academy Award. Now, Louis Armstrong did a great version of this in the 50s on his album Louis and the Angels. If you haven't ever heard that, it's a fantastic album, but your version is equally fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Heaven, how
Well, thank you so much, Wendy, for taking the time to talk with me today on Nostalgia Radio Time. I hope we've created a few more Wendy Moulton fans that will go to wendymoulton.com and pick up a copy of Timeless.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks again, Wendy. It's been fun.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much, Greg.
Time now for Old Time Radio Time. It's here on the show where we give a listen to a complete radio broadcast from radio's golden age. Going back to November 7th, 1961, here's an episode of the Crosby Clooney Show.
Network is, I think we got it.
What are we going to do about it?
Oh, you got me. Will you sing?
Okay.
It's wonderful. It's marvelous. You should care for me. It's awful nice. It's paradise. It's what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. It's wonderful. It's marvelous that you should care for me.
Sin, gin, and din thrive, where former bootleggers, bookies, and gangsters are accepted as leading citizens. In this week's Saturday Evening Post, get the inside story of the city where everything is big, where the crime rate is higher than in cities three times its size. The city where everything is loud and some things are lewd, yet banks and insurance companies lend money to gambling casinos. It's all in How Wicked is Vegas, in this week's Saturday Evening Post. Also in this week's Post, take a sober look at the nation's teachers' colleges. Are they intellectual garbage heaps, as one critic says? Is our teacher training system a fraud and a farce? Be sure to read How Good Are Our Teachers' Colleges in this week's Saturday Evening Post. Get your post today.
Well, that old man River, that old man River, must know something, but it don't say nothing, 'cause it just keeps rolling, keeps on rolling along. And it don't plant taters, don't plant cotton. Them that plants them is soon forgotten, but that old man River just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body's aching and it's racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, get a little drunk, you're gonna land in jail. I get weary, yes, I'm sick of trying, tired of living and I'm feared of dying. But that old man River keeps rolling along. Thank you. and strain. Body's aching and cracked with pain.
Tote that bar, lift up that bale. Get loaded, gonna land in jail. I get weary, sick of trying. Tired of living and I'm feared of dying. But that old man river keeps rolling along. Tum tum dee dee, tum tum dee dee.
Hey, you're in a merry mood today, Bing.
I should say. Rosie and I are going to a wedding.
And there's nothing we like more than a good old-fashioned knot tying.
I knew something was in the air by Bing's getup. It's pretty fancy. By the way, Bing, what are the shoes for?
Well, to tie on the newlyweds' car along with the, you know, the just married sign.
Well, that's really old-fashioned, Bing, and wasteful, too. There's lots of good service left in those shoes if you call on the good services of your shoe repairer. The happy wedding of his expert craftsmanship and modern equipment turns old shoes into spanking new ones.
Okay, we'll switch to tin cans instead and run these shoes right down to be fixed.
Recommend a shop to us, Ken.
Well, just look for the famous cat's paw cat in the window, and you can be sure you're not only getting top-notch service, but the finest products as well. Quality products like famous cat's paw twin-grip soft resilient heels and soles, and lighter than leather, lighter than rubber microlite soles by cat's paw, the best underfoot.
Now, folks, don't make the same mistake we did. Don't discard shoes that still have many miles of walking comfort left. See your shoe repairer today.
Look for the cat's paw sign, a sign of quality and service for more than 57 years. Ask for famous cat's paw products by name, and look for cat's paw heels and soles on new shoes, too.
Be wise, be smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset your cart when he's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. He's too close for comfort. Too close for comfort, please. Not again. And there's such temptation. One thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. He's much too close for comfort now.
We could rocket Buddy and his boys into space musically.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. Matter of fact, I'll light the fuse.
Well, wait till I clap my hands over my ears.
Here we go. Boom!
And they're off.
Hey, There's no business like show business.
Except when you're suffering from cold miseries.
Oh, and then performing can be torture.
That's why so many of us in show business insist on fast relief from cold discomforts.
And here's a way to get it. Listen.
Here's Giselle McKenzie, one of America's most popular TV and movie stars.
If a nasty cold bothers you, think what it does to me. I don't feel like singing with my nose stopped up, head feeling like a balloon from sinus congestion. To feel better fast, I take the newest medicine, new improved four-way cold tablets. Today's four-way contains a decongestant to drain sinus passages while it relieves cold distress.
Clinical tests prove four-way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet. In minutes, four-way speeds pain-relieving medicine all through your body. In the same time, there was no trace with other brands. Only four-way starts so fast to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. And four-way drains sinus congestion to restore free breathing.
Four-way's marvelous. Makes me feel fine in no time.
To relieve cold miseries while you drain sinus congestion, get new four-way. Fastest acting of all the leading cold and sinus tablets. New improved formula, same familiar package, only 39 cents.
I peeked in to say goodnight, and then I heard my child in prayer, and for me some scarlet ribbons for my hair. All the doors were closed and shuttered, all the streets were dark and bare. In our town, no scarlet ribbons, not one ribbon for her hair. Through the night, my heart was aching, just before the dawn was breaking, I peeked in and on her bed, in gay profusion, lying there, lovely ribbon. Scarlet ribbons for her hair. If I live to be 200, I will never know from where lovely scarlet ribbons for her hair.
Well, looks like right in here someplace, Rosie, it's share the song time. Is that right?
According to my libretto here, you're exactly right. What song will we sing?
Oh, that's a problem. We're long on songs here, but we're short on singers. Oh, they're numerous as leaves on the trees, our repertoire.
Maybe Buddy will decide for us and settle this whole matter.
That's probably the easiest way of doing it.
Easy does it, then.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful. So they say.
And with the moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. so they tell me.
I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it.
I only know they tell me that love is grand and
to hold a girl in your arms is wonderful, wonderful in every way, so they say.
You'll find that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful, so they say.
And with a moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful, so they tell me.
To leave your house some morning and without any warning, you're stopping people shouting that love is grand.
The thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful in every way, so they say.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that ends this rendezvous.
And both of us hope that you enjoyed it. You know, we have, and we thank you very much.
Bye for now.
Adios.
Go, Joe, go!
Well, that gets it for this edition of Nostalgia Radio Time. I'm Greg Van Beek. Thank you for listening, and hoping you'll join me again next week. Be sure to check us out on Facebook and Twitter, and if you'd like to comment about Wendy Moten and the show, send me an email to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. So, until we meet again next week, so long for now.